This is a story by told by Eric Kimmel called The Magic Spoon. You see, once upon a time, in a land far from here, there was a city called Chelm. A city called Chelm. And the people in Chelm were very, very wise. They thought they were very, very wise. And they managed always to get themselves into a little bit of situations. But they always learned such amazing things from all of their adventures. Well, it was Hanukkah time in Chelm, and it had been a difficult year. There was very little food, very little wealth, very little cheer. Everyone huddled together with their own family. Everyone saved their own food. No one shared. It was not a very easy time. Just in the middle of all of this came a stranger. He's not that strange, but in this case, he's a stranger. Usually, the Chelmites were very hospitable. They would have invited a stranger over for dinner or lunch or to play checkers or chess or Nintendo or anything else that they might like to do. But this particular time when the stranger came to town, they were so apologetic. "We don't have any extra food," they said. "Sorry, we don't even have an extra latke for Hanukkah." "That's okay," said the stranger. "I have a magic spoon to make latkes." Well, all the Chelmites were a little surprised. They'd never heard of a magic spoon, let alone a magic spoon that could make latkes. They asked him, "Wait, what do you mean? What do you need?" And he said, "I need a bowl." And so Beryl came over with some mixing bowls. "Come stand behind Mr. Roger." The stranger took his magic spoon and Beryl's mixing bowl and stirred and stirred and stirred. Now, no one could see anything in that bowl, but that didn't seem to bother the stranger. He dipped a finger in, tasted it a little bit, and said, maybe this needs a little bit of salt. Fievel came running with a little bit of salt, figured he could spare a pinch, dropped some of the salt into the bowl. "Aha," said the stranger. He stirred and stirred with his magic spoon. It only looked like salt to the people, but the stranger seemed to see something else there. He dipped a finger in and said, "All right, we're just about ready. Does anybody have a frying pan?" A frying pan. In came Bunim with a frying pan. Now the people watched. This was really quite odd. They didn't see anything in the pot at all, in the mixing bowl at all. The stranger said, "Well, maybe we need a little bit more potato. Do we have any potatoes?" Up, fantastic. Here come Bluma and Golda with a potato. They grated the potatoes. They put it into the bowl. The stranger stirred it with the magic spoon. Maybe to make it extra special for Chelm, he would add a little bit of extra flavor to it by asking for an onion. Process of elimination, Mr. Roger. In came Yaakov with an onion. They stirred it. They added it to the pot. Almost there. One ingredient left. What did we need to thicken it a little bit? Some flour. And here came Shmuel with some flour. They added a little bit of flour. And soon it started to look like something in that bowl. The bowl was full of batter. Now they needed only one more thing. They needed some oil. Can we get some oil to bring in? They poured some oil in Bunim's frying pan, and the stranger, with his magic spoon, made latke after latke after latke after latke. Everybody got a latke. Everybody could take a latke. Everybody took a bite of the latke. "It's a miracle," the Chelmites cried. "That magic spoon made latkes out of nothing." The man explained. It really isn't that. That isn't really what the miracle. The miracle of Hanukkah, my friends, happened a long time ago. And all the children of Chelm gathered close, and he told them the story of brave Judah and the Maccabees, how they fought against mean Antiochus and the Syrian Greeks who hadn't let them practice Judaism. They cleaned and rededicated the temple and had one little jar of oil that lasted for 8 whole nights. That's the miracle, he said. The few over the many and the oil that lasted. The magic spoon, he said, not such a miracle. It just stirred together all of the bonds and love of the community and out popped latkes. Not so miraculous when that's part of who you are. Well, everybody had their full fill of latkes, and everybody went back over to the side over here. And the stranger went on his way. And the next morning, when the town woke up, everybody in the town come back on up. The stranger was gone. But in the middle of the town was a Hanukkah present marked to the people of Chelm. And when they unwrapped the present, they found it was the magic spoon. And so to this very day, when times are tough in Chelm, everyone gathers around and uses the magic spoon to make latkes out of nothing. And everyone agrees they are the best latkes they have ever tasted. And that is the story of the magic spoon.